Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Has your home ever been damaged from a natural disaster? Do you have insurance and make a claim, but the deductible has to be met to complete the repairs? Have you ever had a car accident and had to drive around with a damaged vehicle after you reported to the insurance company because the deductible was more than you can afford at that time? If your home is damaged and or you have a car accident, would you have $500 to $2,000 available to pay your deductible? We at WPayD.com have a warranty for your deductible at a price anyone can afford and ease the worries of having a high deductible for lower rates. For about 1.5% of your deductible monthly, we will pay your deductible when the time comes. And if you do not, we will return 25% of your premium. If you do not use your warranty, every 2 years. Click on the website to apply for your warranty today. We pay all your deductibles.
Uncle Rufus Uncut Show. Uncle Rufus Uncut Show. Real funny, real talk. Heard worldwide on Shawnee and iHeartRadio. New York City, where we always talking about everything.
Welcome to Pastor B.L. William, Minister Donoratum, members, listeners, and friends. This is Uncle Rufus with Real Funny, Real Talk on Bashani Radio. Now, I'm a deacon in training, so some things I say, you gotta kiss it up to God and let him bless it. Cause what I say is a little rough at times. I used to sell drugs, a little coke, a little dime bag. And then, you know what I'm saying? I did hit the coke in the dime bag with it, wear the do-rag, if you know what I'm saying. My brothers and dads. All right. So, okay. Well, Uncle Rufus, I'm here. You know, if you want to introduce me, that would be cool. I am a certified life coach and everything. You know, I'm going to keep you in line.
Well, since you mentioned it, no, I don't want to have you say nothing. I want to have you say diddly do squat because you get on my nerves sometimes because you're controlling and you need to keep your thoughts to yourself. Sometimes the people don't want to hear what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't tell nobody nothing, Lonnie, unless they ask you to tell them what to do because that's what you need to do.
Yes, Uncle Rufus, I know that I learned in life coaching that you don't give people information unless they're willing and open to listen to you and understand and let you help them. And that's one thing I do, but I have information. I know how to research. I learned that from getting my life coach certification. And, you know, I'm just going to keep you in line and make sure you're on the right track because you're a deacon in training. You haven't really arrived yet. You know some. You know what I'm saying? Since you like to say, I know what I'm saying and whatnot. Okay, so Rufus, why don't we just let them know what the topic is and then go into devotion. How about that?
All right. Well, I'm talking today. Go right along with Lonnie because she like to push her mate away because she talk too much and she got way too much to say. Like she's talking my ears off right now. So this is how the ways that you can push your mate away. And we're going to go right into the devotion.
Oh, my God, Uncle Rufus. I don't really think I push my mates away, but if you say so, you know, I have had some of those issues. But if your mate is going to go, he's going to go. But, yes, there's some things you can do to push your mate away. So let's hear it. What's your devotion one?
All right. Here we go. Let it say it like it do. Start from the beginning, and then we go in. All right. All right, now, see, sometimes my throat, you know what I'm saying, I might, you know, it might not sound good. I can sing, but see, because I had a cold, before, so it's a little scratchy. I'm going to take some coffee for me. Excuse me. Okay. All right. Every woman, every man, join a caravan. Allah, stand up, stand up, stand
up. Oh my gosh, Uncle Rufus, that is the wrong note. I would bet $1 million that was the wrong note. If I had $1 million right now, I would bet you was totally on the wrong key when you hit that last note. So can you do a devotion song? That's not actually a devotion song.
Oh, you see, you controlling. See, that when you push your mate away. You just push your mate away. I'm not even a mate, and I'm pushed away, Lonnie. I'm pushed on the way to the left. To the left, to the left.
That's not a devotion song either. That's Beyonce, Irreplaceable. Yeah, so one more time. Try it again, devotion song.
Sunday, Monday, no, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Uncle Rufus, did you take your medicine this morning? Because you're a little bit off. You're not a pimp anymore. You know, you're trying to be Casanova or whatever. That's Alexander O'Neill and Sherelle, I believe, or something. So can you try one more time? Matter of fact, you know, let me just give you a devotion song. Let me help you out. Just do When the Saints Go Marching In. That's easy. Everybody can sing along.
All right. Everybody, let's just say how it do. Come on right now, and it's coming for you. All right, I'm in there now. I'm getting the beat. Get the beat. All right. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. Yeah. When the saints...
My gosh, Uncle Rufus, do you have to do all that? This is devotion. Everybody, this is not the lead praise song, okay?
Go marching in. Hallelujah! Praise Jesus! Oh, Lord, it's in the spirit! It's in the spirit! It's in the...
Oh, Uncle Rufus, are you okay? Did you get off the floor? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, Uncle Rufus, are you okay?
Ooh, yes, Lord, my, oh, Lord, it is, my pen fell out my pocket. I'm sorry. Okay, so the topic of the day is how do you push your mate away. So we need to know how you push your mate away so that you won't push your mate away and everything. You know, with these things to push your mate away, we're going to talk about today. You know, Lonnie's going to help me since she said she want to help me and she's controlling and she's going to push me away. She keeps saying she want to help me anyway. So the first thing to push your mate away is farting in the bed. If you turn on in the middle of the night and you hear a loud noise and you think that it's an earthquake, it might be your woman farting in the bed. And so just know that farting in the bed can push your mate away.
Uncle Rufus, I think that's a natural human thing that you know, people have what they call flatulence, maybe. You can't really help it. It happens. But, you know, yeah, you should probably try not to do that in the bed. But I don't think that's going to push your mate away. I think if you get married, there's a lot of things that are going to happen that are uncomely. But because you love that person you deal with and you know that they're human and, you know, it might be kind of funny because it's like, oh, wow, you know, this is my mate and they're human. So I don't think that's going to push anybody away. You know, so next one. Okay.
See, you know, I always got something to say, Lonnie. I didn't ask you for your opinion. So anyway, we're going to the next one. And bad breath in the morning. If your breath smell like a dragon, at least set your mustache on fire. If your mommy breath sets your mustache on fire and you got to drink a gallon of water to put it out, you might push your mate away. Like, you should probably keep some gum, you know what I'm saying? Like, just have, like, some mints or something, that would be good. And it's just instead, you know, Lonnie, you need to, you know, keep a toothbrush in your purse because you eat a lot of garlic, you know, the vegetarianism thing, like, you need to keep a toothbrush. Oh, my gosh, Uncle Rufus, I know, whatever. Yeah, I'm a vegetarian, eat a lot of garlic and onions. That's all right. If you suggest I keep a toothbrush or some mint, that's fine. I will do it, or some gum, whatever, but I don't think that's going to push my mate away. Hopefully, my mate likes me for me and can get past that, and then my breath don't stink. So, and I don't think that anybody's going to leave their mate because their breath is a little uncomely, because everybody goes through that, whatever, especially when you get older. So people don't know that. Like, you can totally watch my video yesterday on Facebook, and I believe YouTube, I might have hit on it, that when you in relationships and you're further along in the relationships, you may have to do things to make your mate be attracted to you, or the person that you're starting to date, to, you know, get them to be attractive. And one of those things is, you know, keeping your breath fresh for those kissable moments. I learned that on wikihow.com. I actually read that. I was like, just reading it on wikihow.com, and I was like, really? That's something, some way to make somebody like you? Yeah, that's definitely a way to make somebody like you, you know? So, and so there's different things you can look at on there. Check it out. Lonnie had it on Facebook and YouTube. So going to the next topic, what's another thing that could keep, you know, your... they could push your mate away. You know, what do you think, Uncle Rufus? Well, wearing one of those uncomely bonnets on your head and flannel PJs every night would definitely push your mate away. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at beginning of a relationship, or not like, oh, no, you're coming to bed and you got, like, a negligee, like, I do the Victoria's Secrets, a lover's lane. You got, like, you know, you got on a bodysuit and, like, a sheer one, and you got the heels on, and I'm like, oh, baby girl, let me put the pedals on the bed, you know what I'm saying? Come on, go ahead. I'm gonna get you some red wine, girl, like that. Like, we could do that, you know, in the beginning relationship. But, like, and you in a relationship, be like a year or something like that, and she come in the room, and she got on a bonnet. She smell like eucalyptus leaves and noxzema and everything, like flannel pajamas, and they got the squares on them, and a shirt that say, you know, I'm right and you're wrong, and I'm the queen and you're not. Stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to touch you. You look like, I know I try to touch you. You say, get your hands off me. I'm right, you're wrong type thing. Like, oh, no. Yeah, you know what? You know what, Uncle Rufus? I think you're right on that. I'm going to agree on that. But you're making some progress. You know, I really like the direction you're going in with that one. I agree. You know, whatever you did in the beginning of the relationship, you have to do that to keep that person. And in the dating phase, you really have to impress that person. So it's very important. And I think that's a very good point. Very good. So what's the next point? What is another thing that could push a mate away? Burning rice. Anytime when you can't cook rice, the directions on the back. Anytime you burn a rice or you can't cook it and it's hard, the Asian people cook rice right every time. Every time. You ever notice that, Lonnie? When you go to the, you know, to go to the Chinese restaurant or Asian restaurant and you get your rice, it's nice and fluffy every time. Yes. So, you know, Rufus, I kind of think that you're trying to talk about my rice the way you looked at me just now. You know, you got a problem with my rice?
Yeah, I got a problem with your rice because you tend to leave it on the burner and burn the rice. I remember the last time you cooked for me. You know, you said, Uncle Rufus, so you come over for my birthday. I come over and you ruined my birthday. You cooked the rice very hard. It was nasty. It was burnt.
Uncle Rufus, I understand. That's not something I want to talk about on the radio. I know how to cook rice now. What I do is I just go get success rice because I know my weaknesses. And I know that's one of my weaknesses is burning rice or making it too hard. So I just cut through the chase and I get some success rice. It's not totally from scratch, but it gets it done. You know, a lot of stuff I do cook from scratch, but stuff like that, you know, I choose to make sure that it's done right because you embarrassed me last time. I remember you fell out on the floor and again, and we had to call the ambulance because you said you had a seizure from my rice. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's okay, Uncle Rufus. So can you go to the next topic? Like, what is another thing that could push your maid away? And let me just get you back on track for a minute. Like, how about let me talk about some things that could really push your maid away, because you're hitting on some things that could probably be irritating to your mate but won't exactly push them away. But some things that push them away is, like, if your mate doesn't, like, text you or call back. I talk about that all the time on my videos. Like, if they don't text you and they don't call back and they're controlling or they give you the silent treatment, you know, because communication is key. You have to talk. You know, if you can't call that person back that night, at least call the next morning and say, hey, you know, I was asleep, I was busy. You know, make contact with that person. Let them know you're still interested. Don't just give them a silent treatment for a couple days. In a couple days, they may totally be talking to somebody else, so, or breaking up with someone for no reason. Just break up with them, you know, on and off, you break up with them and then go back together and break up and go back together. That can push them away. You know, if you break up for no reason at all, just because you want to talk to someone else or something, that's very bad. You know, you should have open communication and let that person know if you like them or you're still interested in them or whatever the situation may be. Communication is key. It's, you know, and all this stuff is basically, you know, you really need to get information from me, like with your situation, because things can change based on your situation. But this is a general guideline, you know, selfishness, being very selfish, not sharing, you know, not giving your all, not giving 100%. One person's giving 100 and you're giving 20%, or being abusive or cheating, you know, actually, you know, not being around for the holidays and weekends, just, you know, unavailable, MIA all the time, missing in action. Those are things that could really push someone away, or saying things like Tyler Perry says, below the belt stuff, right? You know, like you say something that, you know, really hurts somebody's feelings. Like, you know, if a person got abused and you talk about how they've been sexually abused or something, you make fun of that. That's definitely a way to push someone away. Yes, and I think that was a very incorrect line, but you're off on one thing. I'm going to let you tell your whole Noah how I did, like, because, you know, these tricks out here, they be, you know, they be thinking that they can go around and, you know, not get the pimp slapped down on them. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, I used to be a pimp, and sometimes they come out, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be abusive or anything like that, but if you yell at me, yelling at your man every time he, you know, if he get down, you know, to watch the game and drink a beer, and then, you know, he watching the Lions get their tail beat, you know what I'm saying? They know the Lions gonna win. I don't know why some men do this. I don't know why they do that. But, you know, they want to watch the Lions game. They want to make sure the Lions gonna get beat this time. So they watch the game, and they like, okay, they watching the game. So don't mess with your man. Don't yell at him while you're watching the game. And then like that. Hold on. I think somebody's calling in. Yeah, I think Medea is on the line, Rufus. Okay. Put her on the line. I'm put her on the line. I want to hear what she got to say. Hold on. Rufus, she said, Rufus, why you leave this video game in the middle of the film? My dear, I was playing a video game because I worked all week and I was tired. I wanted to play the video game. And I just want you to play it with me. You know, sometimes I play the video game and then I want you to play it with me and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, instead of you getting mad, you know, yelling at me, she said, she's saying something.
She said, Rufus, I don't want you playing a video game. Put it down before I take my piece of steel out of my purse and show you what's still in effect.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, my dear. I know I really love you, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I work hard. I want to chill sometime. I want to relax, so whatever.
Okay, I'll do it when I come over your house. I'll get my game. I'll take it home. Yeah, because I, you know, she's saying that she don't play games. She don't have no Xbox or PlayStation, none of that. She don't play games. Oh, yeah, I know that, my dear. You say that all the time. Yes, okay. Okay, so another thing, hitting some Madea on the butt can definitely in front of the homies. If I hit Madea on the butt in front of the homies, definitely that's going to be something to push her away. I hit her on the butt and smack her, jiggle up and down. She twerking like this to turn all around. Say, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And then she take it down to the low floor, get real low. You know what I'm saying? I can't hit Madea on the butt because she do all these dances. She flip over the cars, do things, do a flip and everything. She's just wild and crazy type of woman. But I love it. I got to love it and do it like that. I'm do it every way I do I can. So anyway, so no flowers. So another thing that could push your mate away, don't give no flowers all year. Don't give no flowers. If you say that you don't believe in Christmas, holidays, you don't believe in birthdays, so you don't have to give them a gift, that's going to push your mate away. Like if you sit up there and say, you know what? I don't believe in Christmas. I don't believe in anniversary. I don't believe in a birthday. No sin. So I'm not buying you nothing. That's going to push your mate away. If you say that you don't believe in marriage, it will push your mate away. If you don't believe in marriage and you don't want to live together, that can push your mate away. You don't want to be around them. You're just being selfish. You're being alone and you don't need to be in a relationship. You need to know when you're ready to be in a relationship and you don't like that. So anyway, let's go into our prayer list. We're going to keep it moving, going to our prayer list. We're going to pray today for Trent Shelton. He is the relationship and life coach. He's a life coach. He has the rehabbers, and you can reach him at TrentShelton.com and become a rehabber. And that's where Lonnie got her start, looking at Trent Shelton. So we're going to pray for him. We're going to pray that the people, you know, treat him right and the rehabbers don't ever go back to coke, snorting coke, none of that, because they got their rehab. And I used to sell just drugs and stuff to coke, so they like, don't tell nobody, though, you know, don't tell nobody that, I used to say, you know, all those rehabbers, you know what I'm saying? No, really, he has the best followers, though, Uncle Rufus, and they don't take coke, and they're not rehabbing from drugs. They're rehabbers because he's telling them about relationships and, you know, how to get over their past relationships. They're rehabbing from the bad relationships, whether it be friends or family or their mate. You know, he's teaching them. So we really appreciate him. And I can say that because I am one of the rehabbers, I definitely am a supporter. So, you know, thank you for putting Trent Shelton on the prayer list. All right, we just want to say, you know, we want to put a prayer for Mike Epps because he crazy. Mike Epps, he get his helmet fixed. And may he stop wearing his, wearing his helmet after school. And you know, the ones with the rubber on it, they keep him from damaging his head. See, what happens when you ride a Bentley instead of a short bus, you forget your helmet. So get him, Mildred. Get him. And if he don't want you, I'll pimp you, Mildred. Date you. So anyway, we want to make sure that happens. And we're going to do altar prayer real quick because we want to do that before we go into our last persons on the prayer list. We're going to lump three of them together. It's going to need an extra prayer because we're going to go talk about three people at the same time. Everybody bow your head, bow your hearts, and I said, Lord, please keep us safe on the highways and the byways. Lord God, Lord in the name, Lord, we want everybody to make sure that they're not going out stealing people's cars with a carjack. Lord, please make sure that people not going around and trying to steal people wallets out the back of their pocket when they in church. Lord God, please don't let nobody steal nothing out nobody purse when they giving their tithes and offering. Lord God, please don't let nobody trip and fall out the window when they get the Holy Ghost. Lord God, please let everybody get some wine. Lord God, when they doing the communion. Lord God, please don't let them get in line twice for the bread and the wine. Lord God, please don't let them get drunk and drink all the wine in the back with the deacon. Lord God, I'm not telling on myself, Lord God, but, you know, please don't let it happen again, Lord God. But, Lord God, we just wanted to keep them safe on the highways and the byway. Keep the children safe in school, Lord God. Let them stop putting kick me signs on people's back, Lord God. Let them stop tripping people and pushing people out the chair, Lord God. Please let them stop attacking teachers, Lord God, and teachers getting mad and then smacking the kids in the face, Lord God. We need to put a prayer out for these kids and not to carry a gun in the school, Lord God. Whatever you're going through, you can get through it. You don't need a gun, and you can make it. If you made another day, you got another day to get it right, Lord God. Okay, now we about to go into our prayer. So, here we go. We want to pray for Alexander O'Neal, Patti LaBelle, and Chucky Booker. We want to pray for their shoulder pads today, Lord God. We want to pray that they never, ever go back into their closet and get that attire out and wear it, Lord God. Please let them donate it to the Goodwill, Lord God. Matter of fact, let them throw it in the garbage, Lord God, because if somebody get one of those jackets and have those shoulder pads, they can knock somebody out, Lord God. We can use those jackets and let the Lions, the Detroit Lions, put them on over their uniform, Lord God. Maybe they win a game, Lord God. Put the blood of Jesus on that, Lord God. Let the Detroit Lions win a game, Lord God. Don't you think it have to do it like it do? Yes, it do. Yes, it do. All right. So that is our time, Lonnie. Why don't you do the closing for today, Lonnie, and then I'll end it out. All right. I just want to say go to Lonnie, you can email me at LonnieHadden@outlook.com. That's Lani Hadden, Hadden, @outlook.com. We are on Bashani Radio, BSHANI Radio.com. Thank you for listening. Until next time, attitude is everything, and love is what you make it.
Even when it's in between the sheets, y'all thought I wasn't gonna say it, make it do it like it do.
Hey, tell everyone you are kings and queens because now you know what it means to be one.
Uncle Rufus Uncut Show. Uncle Rufus Uncut Show. Real funny, real talk. Heard worldwide on Shawnee and iHeartRadio. New York City, where we always talking about everything.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.